freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're kicking off Hour 3, Saturday edition, in the studio live with you. Seeing you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. Do enjoy those for free. freetalklive.com. Oh, wow. In case you weren't listening last hour, towards the end of last hour, we had a guy call in from our Grand Rapids affiliate, WTKG, who just did not get it. Like, he believed that the fact that government uses guns to get its way, to enforce its rules, is a fantasy.
Fairy tale, I think.
He believed it was a fairy tale. And I want to get back into that here in a moment, but Caleb in New Hampshire has been waiting patiently. Caleb, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark on the Amplifier line. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, you were just talking about the government using guns. And I want to talk about a friend of mine who they used their gun on and who is now sitting in a prison for the crime of sitting on her porch.
Okay. I think I know who you're referring to.
Yeah, Lauren Tenorio. She was arrested in New London with the Kelo case. For those, I'll just give a brief background. But she was trying to defend people's right to keep their property from safe from government theft.
Right. The Kelo case was where New London, Connecticut, was threatening homeowners in their city with eminent domain to take their buildings and hand them over to essentially a private company. And so she actually moved into New London for the purposes of standing up for those property owners' liberty.
Exactly. And she was arrested. She was sitting on a porch trying to ensure that one of the guys who was moving out had plenty of time to move his stuff out, that his home wasn't boarded up. And they came and they didn't want her there, so they arrested her. And the bad part about it is she's been in jail. It's getting close to around 100 days now that she's been in prison. They set her bail at $20,000, and she hasn't paid that, mm-hmm. of course. And they haven't set a trial date of any sort. So this woman who's trying to defend people peacefully from having their land stolen has now suffered almost 100 days in jail. And what I wanted to do is appeal to your reader, to your listeners, to help us make this a national case, a national media case where, you know, call your local radio station, call your local television station, ask them to do a story on it, write a letter to your editor, write an article for Dig, do something to help make it known in your community and around the nation, because this woman's been in jail 100 days, and it could be up to a year before
yeah.
they even give her the decency of a trial.
It's really just an outrageous case. In fact, we talked earlier, I guess last hour, about how Mark and I were at the UN flag burning today here in New Hampshire, and I know that you wanted to make it out, but I think you had to work. And one of the other things that we actually didn't mention, Mark, and I'm glad you called in on this, Caleb, is that because the state of Connecticut is holding Lauren Tenorio prisoner for no reason whatsoever, we also burned the Connecticut state flag.
Now, I wasn't there for that, the Connecticut state flag burning, but yeah, I'm not real happy with Connecticut. Certainly not New London, Connecticut.
There was a dog there. We tried to get the dog to urinate on it, but it didn't quite work out that way. But yeah, so we burned the Connecticut state flag in protest of the terrible terroristic things that they're doing down there in New London.
Yeah, and I think that was basically trying to draw some media coverage to it. We figured a flag burn would be shocking. We're going to have some photos up on NHFree. I got there late after dark, so I don't know if my picture will show up.
That's NHFree.com.
NHFree.com.
Yeah.
And hopefully... be good if more people could become aware of this around the country.
Absolutely.
And put a little pressure on them to do the right thing and let her out.
I agree totally, and there's instructions at nhfree.com, and actually there's a new website that's up. I think it's freelaurencanario.com. There's instructions and suggestions as to how you can help reach out to other members of the media, but also, and I think also very importantly, instructions on how you can personally write Lauren while she's in prison, give her something to read, and she's really been appreciative of the letters that our listeners and other people around the country have sent her. So I think that's another important thing to focus on. Caleb, thank you for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. Have a great night. 800-259-9231 to Bill in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, thank you very much for taking my call.
Thanks.
I really enjoyed your talk with Jay, and I don't know how you had the patience with him, but The man sounded very intelligent and very articulate, probably much more so even than I am, but I just have to say you guys maybe could have used an example that he would have maybe understood.
Okay.
Try boarding an airplane without taking off your shoes. Just refuse it and see if you can get through the gate and see if the guns don't come out.
You know, it's absolutely true, but of course, it's not like you have the right to go on that airplane. You should have the right that the airline, who has gotten in bed with the federal government, the airline and you have the right to contract, but it's not like really your airplane. But I guess it's not a flawless example, but it certainly would help to show him where the gun was.
He was in just pure denial. He did not want to see the gun. He thought the premise on its face was absurd, and he didn't even want to hear what I had to say.
All he wanted to hear was labor unions are great. And labor unions made this country strong. And we can bring it back if we just give the labor unions more control. That's
well, how about income taxes? Maybe that would be a better example. How about just refuse to file your income tax?
Yeah. That might have been a better example, but I also heard him mention the companies paying their fair share.
Fair share.
So he already is in this paradigm that taxes are okay, taxes aren't force. What? There's guns behind taxes? Bah, that's absurd. I'm closing my mind. I won't listen to a word you have to say. And really, it was more of an example for everyone else listening than it was for Jay. I knew by the time we'd put him on hold through that first break, I knew there was no chance we were going to get through to him.
Yeah.
But hopefully a few other people out there listening got it.
Hey, thank you very much for giving me my chance here.
Phil,
sure,
thank you for the call.
Okay.
We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. I'm going to change gears here.
Sure.
Talk about my favorite car, the Dodge Challenger.
Okay, why?
Oh, just because I was thinking about the Dodge Challenger and the history of it, and I'm going to make a prediction that the new Dodge Challenger is going to go the same way as the old one. And the Dodge Challenger, like I say, it's my favorite car. It's the only car I ever purchased brand new. In late 1969, I bought one of the very first 1970 Dodge Challengers. And the only new car I've ever bought, I was only 17 years old at the time, working a full-time job, didn't have anything to do with my money because I was living at home. And so I bought one. I've owned four Challengers in my life. One of them was a convertible.
Oh, you really do love that car.
I love that car. It's a beautiful car. Gene,
why does anyone else care about your favorite car?
Nobody cares, but, you know, this is just it's small talk about automobiles.
Did you like it when they painted it orange and put a Confederate flag on the top of it?
No, that's a Dodge Charger.
That's Charger, Challenger?
Ooh. Charger.
Isn't that what we're talking about?
No, Challenger, the Dodge Challenger.
I see.
It's the equivalent of a Plymouth Barracuda.
I see.
It was the Dodge version of the Plymouth Barracuda.
You learn something new every night here, Gene. Now, you say, Gene, you say they're making another version of this car?
Yes, a new version's coming out in 2008, and the thing that killed the old version was the fact that the energy crisis had hit at that time, and therefore, because of the high price of gas and the fact you couldn't get gas and everything, the muscle car era ended. And what I'm
so it was a muscle car. That's what I was going to ask next. It was a muscle car.
It was a muscle car.
I've seen that they're actually trying to bring them back now, not only just the Dodge, but also other sort of muscle cars are on the way back, aren't they?
Yes, they've been out for a while now, but Dodge Challenger is coming back in 2008. I'm predicting the exact same demise to the Dodge Challenger. So if you can afford to buy a brand-new Dodge Challenger, buy one, because in 30 years from now it's going to be a collector's item, because I predict that within 2 years or maybe four, it'll be out of production again because of the high price of gas and the
there
fact that the the economy.
You heard it here first.
So are they going to put the Viper engine in this Challenger to make it, the Barracuda was one fast car.
No, it'll have a Hemi. It's coming out with a Hemi.
I see.
Hemi V8. Not the Viper V10, but the Hemi V8.
I don't know much about cars, but I know that Hemi's supposed to be a good thing, right?
Oh, it'll be a nice car. I haven't heard that they're going to put out a convertible version of it, but that's the one to buy if you were to buy one.
Mark loves his convertibles.
Convertibles are always more clean.
He's all over that. Thanks for the call, Gene. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Hey, coming up, since we talked about the gun last hour, a friend of ours, Stefan Molyneux, does just a fantastic job of pointing out the existence of the gun and more about the gun that the government uses on you every day. You just don't necessarily see it all the time. And your thoughts as well about whatever's on your mind, You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for all your voice-over IP needs. Packet8.net. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, we've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them completely free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And again, that's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Last hour, we tried to show the gun to a guy that was on the phone with who just did not want to see it. And he was just so heavily in denial that any point that we made, he just completely, it just bounced right off of him, and he went off in a totally different direction. And when we finally finished explaining where the gun was, he called it a fairy tale. But just because you believe the gun is a fairy tale does not mean the gun doesn't exist. So let's continue to explore this idea. I think Stéphane Molyneux does probably the best job, the most explicit job of pointing out the existence of the gun that I've ever seen. So I'm going to share this with you. It's from LouRockwell.com. It's called The Gun in the Room, Part 2. In fact, we hit Part 1 earlier this week. Well, when he wrote Part 1, he got a lot of response from people, and it fell into two rough categories. Great article, and you're insane. Now, as you might imagine, our caller from last hour would agree with the you're insane part. Stefan says, naturally, I don't wish to take issue with the first assessment, so let's have a look at the general objections contained within the second. That is, you're insane. Overall, my sanity was questioned because many people thought that I believe the moment a man breaks the law, the government shoots him. In my world, apparently, the moment your speedometer creeps over the speed limit, state snipers blow your head off. This, of course, would result in a largely unpopulated planet, and therefore I would like to clarify my position on the correlation between breaking the law and being aggressed against by the state. If you fail to file a tax return, you are not immediately dragged before a kangaroo court and shot after a speedy and Stalinesque trial. That takes time. Rather, you will get a letter, often a rather polite one, asking if there might be some kind of problem. If you don't respond to this letter, very little will happen. For a while, anyway. If you fail to file a tax return again, you might get another letter. Or you may not. Tax authorities will sometimes leave you alone for several years to bolster their eventual prosecution by showing a pattern of intentional tax evasion.
Now, this could be property taxes. This could be income taxes. This could be all any kind of tax.
Sure.
This could be, if you run a business, you might not collect sales tax for,
eventually they'll get wind of it.
As a matter of fact, that happened to me once. They just thought I was in business and then slapped me with a big old bill. Thank God I wasn't.
However, the day will come when you receive a letter that's not quite as polite. In this letter, you'll be told to file your tax returns or face the consequences, which will decidedly not involve just another letter. If you still do not file your tax returns, you know, thinking that you're a free man, a free individual, you don't owe anything to anybody?
Right. I mean, look, if you are able to force me to fill out a piece of paper, force, mm-hmm. Not that you encourage me or whatever, but if you're able to force me to fill out a piece of paper, then somehow I'm your slave. I mean, because if you can tell me what to do, I'm your slave. If I can't just get up and walk away from the interaction, then
you own me.
Yeah, apparently you must own me.
If you still don't file your tax returns, you'll get another letter detailing the actions that will be taken against you if you don't file your tax returns immediately. If you continue in your course, you will receive another letter, decidedly unpolite at this point, with a court date and a list of penalties that will be assessed against you when you're found guilty of tax evasion. And you probably will be. Initially, these penalties will be largely financial, back taxes, fines, etc. If you show up at the court, you will be found guilty and large fines will be imposed upon you. If you don't pay the fines, or don't show up in court to begin with, sooner or later the police will come to arrest you. When the police come to arrest you, you'll be severely discouraged from acting in self-defense, despite the fact that their actions are identical to a home invasion.
Right. I mean, you know, if a group of guys comes up to you brandishing weapons, demanding money from you, what are they? Well, they might just be people with badges, in which case they're the biggest gang in the nation.
When the policemen break your door down, if you pull out a gun to protect yourself, you'll very likely get shot. Even if you don't get shot, your prison stay will be greatly extended because you've now threatened the police in addition to not paying your taxes. If you attempt to escape from the custody of the police or later the prison guards, you'll also very likely get shot and will receive certainly very harsh punishment. If, after you are released from prison, you still refrain from paying your taxes, you'll very likely spend the rest of your life in prison. And we need not go into the horrible details of what happens in prison. The fact that months or years can pass between breaking the law and being violently punished combined with the reality that most people do obey the state and thus don't incur such punishments, often confuses people, like our caller earlier, as to the true nature of the society they live in. Let's take a parallel example. Let's look at the institution of slavery. Most slaves did not try to run away, and neither did they aggress against their masters. If they worked hard and obeyed his rules, they were even unlikely to be beaten or deprived of food, though rape was another matter. In other words, a slave could live most of his life without being directly aggressed against. Does that mean that slavery was not enforced through violence? Of course not! Compliance to violence only obscures it. It doesn't eliminate it. Let's take another example. Most people will give up their wallets at gunpoint rather than risk being shot. After all, you don't want to get shot over $100 that's in your wallet, right? In most robberies, then, no actual violence occurs, only the threat of violence. Do we then believe that no violence occurs unless someone actually gets shot? If a man approaches you and hints that if you don't pay him protection money, your house just might get burned down at some point in the future, is that immoral intimidation? Mentioning public schools also confuses some people. They understood my point about the Iraq War, that you cannot be said to have any right to oppose it if you're forced to fund it, but they couldn't make that leap to public schools. If you don't pay, let me clarify, if you don't pay the taxes that pay for public schools, the sequence of events that starts with a letter and ends with you getting shot or thrown in the rape room of a government prison also occurs. Not one single aspect of state finance or activity occurs outside of the realm of violence. Because the state is violence. The government is force. Even the Federal Reserve is based on violence, because if you attempt to duplicate its capacity to counterfeit or set up your own currency, well, you know what happens. You'll get a letter and so on. I certainly understand the simple reality of state violence makes people very uncomfortable, and they're quite right to feel uncomfortable. Once you really get this idea under your skin, your life will change irrevocably. You'll no longer be tempted to base your arguments on tedious and complicated abstractions. When talking to people about freedom, you'll cut to the core of the issues very quickly. And this will have enormous effects on every single relationship in your life. You'll very quickly discover the true moral natures of those around you. And this can be quite shocking. So I certainly understand why people are hesitant to accept this idea, and why they prefer to label people like us as extremists, rather than to begin exploring the reality of the government's violence in their own hearts and with the people around them. Of course, there's also an empirical method by which the existence of the gun in the room can be tested. It's really quite simple, although I certainly don't recommend it, and that is, stop obeying the law and see what happens. 800-259-9231. The fact that you're afraid to stop obeying the law should show you that there's a gun out there somewhere. You take control of the airwaves. We got Tim on the line. Hopefully he'll wait patiently about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That is, by the way, the Packet 8 toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there because they're completely free. And if you like Free Talk Live, you want to keep up to date with what's happening with the show, head over and get signed up for our updates at updates.freetalklive.com. They're free, of course. That is updates.freetalklive.com.
Is there a little person that's important to you this Christmas? Give them financial literacy this holiday. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. It's a great stocking stuffer and will be shipped to you by Christmas. Check out A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com.
And we go to the phones to Tim in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Tim. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I was talking about, you guys were talking about tariffs and things like that.
Tariffs, yes.
And I can see where your idea about the gun is. But I can also understand...
It's not an idea, Tim. It's real.
Well, okay.
Okay.
But you, tell me, what happens when a country, another country, points that gun at us?
That's where that Second Amendment comes into play, my friend. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed, and if Americans are bearing arms, then I don't think we have anything to fear about, from other countries pointing guns at us.
I think, let me address that too, if I may. The whole idea is currently you're working under our current paradigm, which is we are the world's policemen. Dun-dun-dun! We will bring justice to everybody on the planet. Well, of course people are mad at us. We have troops everywhere. Nobody's going to want to attack us if we have a little, tiny federal government that only handles, you know, defense.
Well, wait a minute. You're going off track a little bit here.
I'm off track?
No. I was speaking more on products and goods.
Okay.
Kind of like
the
guy that worked there at the automobile place.
Okay.
I worked in electronics back in the 80s, Japan started dumping semiconductors on the United States like mad. And the reason they did that was to put companies that build electronics here in the United States out of business. Now, who protects us when that happens?
Well, who protects a gas station? I mean, do you think that communism works? I mean, like, really it works? Who's going to protect the gas station if one gas station on the corner is starting to give away gas? Well, it's going to be expensive for them, and at some point they're going to give out. You know, maybe the factory goes on.
Why couldn't you compete with Japan?
Oh, we could compete with Japan. Matter of fact, it put a lot of companies out of business.
Why? I mean, what were the reasons? Why were they so much better at creating semiconductors than United States companies?
Well, first, they don't have the EPA. They have no rules.
Regulation. Regulation. You're backing up exactly what we said last hour, and that is there are so many flipping rules that the government imposes on businessmen who just want to provide a service or a product to people that it gets to the point where it's not worth doing business anymore. So again,
right, but the question is don't you care about ecology? You know, the land, the water?
Yes, absolutely, which is why I care so much about the environment that I understand that the government is the number one polluter, bigger than all of the top four private polluters combined. And if we really care about the environment, we should get the government completely out of it. And on top of that, if you have private property, sir, and in fact, if you look at polluted property, you'll find that typically it happens on leased land. When a private company comes in and leases land from the government, they go in, clear-cut it or pollute it or do whatever it is they're going to do to destroy it because they don't own it. It's essentially like renters versus owners. For instance, are you a property owner or a renter?
I'm an owner.
Okay, you're an owner, so you understand that keeping your property in as pristine shape as possible is going to pay off in the long run because you're going to be able to, for instance, sell it if you want to move somewhere and make a profit. Whereas if you were to start dumping toxic sludge in your backyard, you might have a tough time selling the house, wouldn't you?
Well, that's correct.
Exactly. So private property is the solution to essentially to pollution.
Now let's say that for whatever reason that you had a bunch of toxic sludge and really had to get rid of it, and you decided, I own an extra lot that I don't live on. I'm going to dump that toxic sludge there. I'm going to dig a hole and I'm going to dump it there.
But see, you guys are off the. You're moving out of the frame. If our country says, puts a gun to our manufacturers and says,
mm-hmm.
you have to keep your sludge under control. But in Japan and Taiwan and stuff like that, those countries say, hey, go ahead and dump it in the backyard. Who cares? Because we want to sell this product cheaper to the United States.
I think that we've made a really good point as to why the government shouldn't be giving those kind of particular regulations.
Right. If you own your property, my friend, then you won't pollute it. Does that make sense?
Well, a lot of companies owned their own properties back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you take Lester Electric. I mean, they had plenty of property that they polluted. I mean, tons of PCP that they dumped, and the government got after them.
Where did they dump it exactly?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what happened. What they did is they dumped it down in the southern part of Indiana. The EPA got mad at them. So Western Electric went, dug it up, shoved it all in 55-barrel cans, put them in trailers, and then closed them and parked them in a great big lot that they own. And that's where they're sitting now.
Well, so where did they dump it originally? On their own property?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, as tragic as that might be, sir, it is their private property, and it doesn't negate the fact that the government is the biggest polluter. Do you disagree with that?
Well, I won't disagree with that, but if you live next to the PCP place where they were dumping it, and mm-hmm. it's going to come into your land, you're going to be upset about that.
Well, absolutely, and I think that you could probably file a lawsuit in a court of law.
You're
talking about dispute resolution here. That's
yeah.
not
the same thing.
That's not a federal regulation.
No, sir. We're talking about where, for instance, you've got property damage,
harm to me when you dump your crap and it makes me grow a third head,
or okay, poisons okay. your property.
Okay, now
that's a property dispute.
Listen to me for a second. So we put in place laws on our corporation saying you have to treat your stuff before you can dump it into the water.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this adds cost to the product. Now, in other countries, they go, who cares? So they can sell this stuff so much cheaper.
I see where you're coming from, sir, but you've already admitted that the regulations are increasing the costs, and also, if you're dumping the product in water that is owned by someone else, there's a lawsuit there. If you pollute
talking about other countries are willing to pollute themselves in order to put cheaper products here in America so they can make money.
I know what he's saying, and I'm saying that if you pollute my property, for instance, if I own a river, or if I own a chunk of the river, and I find out that you're dumping crap in my river, I've got a lawsuit because you destroyed my property. You polluted my property. And if we would just take these to court, this pollution issue, then the problem would be solved.
No, but now the corporation has no choice. What are they going to do? They have to apply, or they get the gun, or they dump the stuff, and you take a gun out, and you make them apply.
Yeah, that is the choice. And if they still can't produce the product, then they deserve to go out of business.
That's the marketplace. What you're saying is that somehow American businesses cannot compete with somebody who might cheat a little. And I'm sorry, I believe we can. I don't know whether we can compete every second of every day, but I know in the long run, if you're polluting your rivers and streams and people in your country in order to sell crap a little bit cheaper in my country, I'm going to win in the long run because there's going to be a bunch of dead people over in China or wherever.
Thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You know, the guy that called in last hour that made the claim that tariffs were gone, I couldn't believe it. I mean, when he made that claim, saying that, there's no more import taxes in the United States. Blah, 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 blah. You know, that claim, outrageous. I said, okay, fine, let's just believe you for the sake of believing you, but
right.
I didn't believe it.
Right, and we said it was outrageous.
So I went to Google and typed in U.S. import taxes. First link that came up was the United States International Trade Commission, and there's 1, 2, 3, section 10, 11, 22 sections with 99 chapters with every possible product you could possibly imagine and all kinds of import taxes that they still exist. More's on the way. You take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage, for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, Saturday edition. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. They're completely free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their site. We give it all away that we do ask that you voluntarily choose to support us by sending us as little as $3 a month via the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. AMP.freetalklive.com to learn more about it. It's very simple. You send in the $3 a month, as over 300 of our listeners are doing, and we turn that money around into promoting the show, getting it on more radio stations, getting more internet listeners listening as well. And it's working. AMP.freetalklive.com. If you're listening to us on a radio station, odds are good. That's because some people are amping. That's AMP.freetalklive.com. You know, Mark, it seems that our position is confusing to people here, and I can understand. I mean, what we're talking about seems really radical. We had Tim on the line a moment ago, and he's concerned for American businesses, and I understand where he's coming from. His suggestion was that, well, Japan allows their businesses to pollute, which I don't know if that's really true or not. He's just making the allegation. Well, they allow their businesses to pollute so they can lower their costs and put all the American semiconductor manufacturers out of business. And if we were to turn things over to private property, it would lessen pollution in that the government, for instance, wouldn't be the number one polluter anymore. Maybe we would still have some pollution by private companies, but if they kept it to their own private land, the only thing that would really be affected in the long run would be their own profits, because they wouldn't be able to sell off that private land at any sort of profit if it was a polluted piece of property. Now, if that pollution trickles over, as he suggested, to the next-door neighbor, so for instance, if you are living next door to the polluted property and it trickles into your property and you start noticing that your garden is dying or whatever, and you test the ground and you discover that there's some certain chemical, some manufacturing chemical that has seeped into your ground, it shouldn't be very difficult to figure out where that manufacturing chemical came from. And if you can make a case in court about it, then if you're making a case in court, it should be pretty obvious that they polluted your property and you deserve damages. In which case, yeah, that's going to hurt that company's bottom line, because then they've got to pay damages to you, which means they have to increase the cost of their products in order to make those damages back. And especially if they keep polluting other people's properties, the news is going to get out that so-and-so company is just slipshod and just dumping stuff wherever and polluting people's property. That's going to hurt their bottom line, too, because people are going to stop buying their products because they don't want to support a polluter. And that person, that business, is going to go out of business. And I'm not going to shed any tears for them. I don't have a loyalty to a business because they're here in America. There's good businesses in America, and there's not so good businesses in America. And not all people who start a business deserve to be able to continue that business. In fact, if people in another country can do that business better than Americans can, I don't feel bad when the Americans when the American business goes under. I'm a consumer, and I want to get my products and services at the lowest possible price.
Well, not just lowest price, best quality. There's a lot of factors that go into acquiring a product, and
I want to be satisfied.
Yeah.
And if a product from next door satisfies me, I'll buy that. If a product from halfway across the world satisfies me, I'm going to buy that.
I'll tell you, a product from next door has a significant advantage in delivering you
convenience.
A yeah, I mean, it doesn't cost them anything to ship. The product from Japan costs a great deal to put on a big boat to bring over here. So these American companies that can't compete, it's probably the regulations, but I don't think they should be regulated in the same way.
Precisely.
And Japan isn't the problem any more than it was in the 80s. It's the problem now is China.
The market will effectively regulate these companies. So if you're worried about pollution, look to the government, because they're the real pollution cause. It's not the private companies. And the marketplace will regulate it because people want clean water to drink, and people want clean air to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And if companies are belching out smoke and polluting people's properties, that's going to come out, and people are going to stop buying their products. So please, can we just leave it to the market to decide instead of creating these arbitrary rules and then complaining? You complain about the rules that the government puts on you, but then your solution isn't to get rid of the rules. Your solution is to tax products come in from other countries, which, as we explained earlier in the show, only affects my freedom. Because I want to be free to deal with whoever I want to deal with. What's so wrong with that?
Not to mention it whets the appetite of these violent bureaucrats out there in the government to want more money, to do more programs,
sure.
To cause more trouble.
Oh, yeah, anybody
to get involved in more crap.
Anybody who's paid even the smallest amount of attention to government should understand that that's how it works. That government doesn't just create a rule and then sit on it. It creates a rule and then another rule, and another rule, and another rule, and five taxes to go along with each one of those rules, and then increases those taxes because you can never have enough. Because government continues to grow. It has a perverse incentive to grow. Look at any government bureaucracy. When it's created, it doesn't go away. There are some bureaucracies that were created during war times that just, they didn't go away after the war was over. They just kept collecting paychecks because, well, maybe we'll need them again someday, or whatever the excuse is. And so government continues to grow, unlike a business, where businesses would like to grow, but they actually have to satisfy people. See, you don't get to be a successful business by screwing people over, unless, of course, you've got friends in politics. So if you're a business owner and you want to be successful, you have to give me what I want at the price I want to pay for it. And if you don't give me and everybody else what they want, you won't be successful. The government doesn't operate under that paradigm. Government can take your money.
Mm-hmm.
Government comes to you and says, hand it over, buddy, or we're throwing you in that cell over there. And so then you hand it over because, you'd rather be outside of the cell. So you hand it over and so does everybody else, and government goes home and they pocket their cash and they count it. And then they come back next year and they ask for more. Well, again, they're not asking, are they?
No.
They're demanding. And why is it that they're demanding more? Well, they've created new jobs, new bureaucrat jobs for people to sit around and eat donuts at all day. And that money's got to come from somewhere to pay those bureaucrats. It's going to come from you, whether you like it or not. See, with businesses, I get to choose who I want to do business with. If there's a company that's polluting, and I know they're polluting, for instance, maybe I read an article in the paper about it, Freedom of the Press, I can choose not to deal with that business. I can take my business to somebody else. I don't have that choice with government. Why should it be that way? Why is it that people continue to allow this violent organization known as government to exist? Do they really believe that they're getting a net benefit from this agency?
Oh, I think the government has its place, but I don't think that it's nearly as large as it is. I mean, it's just tremendous, all-encompassing. And now people would have it, reach into health care. Government is already responsible for more than half of
the
dollars
everything.
Spent in health care. But they want to make it universal health care. Please, I'm begging you. I don't want universal health care. I'd like to be able to go to a doctor and pay money and get a service. And if I want to go to a better doctor and pay premium and get a better service, I'd like to do that.
As long as a couple hundred fools in Washington, D.C. want something different, it doesn't matter what you want, Mark.
Right. And, you know, what if I want to smoke a cigarette at a business where somebody wants to let me smoke a cigarette? God knows, the smoking Nazis won't let you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, man, I mean, people just love to use the government for everything. It's been around. This government here has been around for more than 200 years. It's had an opportunity to get bigger and bigger. And it's just going to continue to get bigger and bigger if you don't stop it. Stop using the gun.
Well, it's an addiction. I mean, it's tempting. It's tempting because other people have used the gun of government against you. So because the anti-smoking Nazis have shoved their way upon your business, for instance, if you're a bar owner or something like that, or if you're a smoker, they've enforced their way upon you saying where you can and where you can't smoke. Because these other groups have picked up that gun and used it on you, people who've been victimized by the government, they don't see the solution as getting rid of the guns of government or drastically reducing or eliminating the size of government. They see the answer as, well, hey, if I get my people elected, we'll pick up those guns and point them at those other guys.
Yep, that's how it goes.
And then you've got this violent circle, a circle of violence that just continues where different interest groups continue to pick up the guns of government and use it on other innocent people.
But the thing is, the bureaucracies stay. So whatever the Democrats managed to do in the 60s with, Johnson's Great Society ending poverty and all that other stuff, well, it's still here and it's still with us. Government doesn't go away. And what Reagan did, we've still got a nuclear missile sitting out in silos somewhere in Arizona being maintained that won't even fly.
It's just amazing. It won't go away until you stand up and put down the guns of government. You can still have your own guns. We're in total support of that. I don't want it to sound like we're anti-gun. I just want smaller government. Drastically smaller. Please, get it out of my life. I don't get a net benefit from it. It just takes and takes from me. And it will never stop until you've had enough. Until everybody's had enough. Until enough of us have had enough to actually do something about it. Like join the Free State Project. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we will return Monday night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Between now and then, you have a great weekend. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.